Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Boland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nogueling. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Nogueling. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case takes first base on ball four. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is called out on strikes. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Humphries. Clift moves to second. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boland moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. Boland moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Nogueling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nogueling hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on QL. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hodgin moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgin scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schalk out. 2 outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence strikes out. 1 out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boland hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Boland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Myatt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagieling hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb bunts towards first. QL fields it, and throws to first, with Myatt covering, for the out. There's the throw to second, and Tresh is out, double play. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Boland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Case hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards second. Schock scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan throws to second for 1, and Myatt throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hodgen moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spence throws the ball into Myatt, who tags Trotsky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hodgen scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to second. One out. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boland hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Nick Ealing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill LaFavre pinch hits for Johnny Nick Ealing. Bill LaFavre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFavre hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carnett. QL reaches second base with a double. Myatt moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence is walked intentionally. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Myatt scores. QL moves to third. Two outs. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Boland picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boland. Hodgson moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker is walked intentionally. Roger Wolf now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. There goes Trosky trying to get to home. Spence throws the ball into Farrell, who tags Trosky, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Tucker moves to third. One out. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Johnny Dickshott pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Boland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.